Broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC, Los Altos Hills.
We'll be right back. 89.7 KFJC. And the music of Monolith Jupiter. From a one-sided colored picture disc. Lovely stuff. Listening to the track Bark Haze by Flo and Eddie. Wolfgang Voigt in there, right around the top of the hour. From the Best of Mike Ink is Dead, number 3, we heard the track New Jack City. Dead Beast, also in there, Monsters in the CIA. It's coming from their Palm Tapes 002. Bodicons of Doom. Nice 7-inch record split with Goat. Bodicons of Doom gave us Plante. And Mickey Blanco starting off our set way back when. Babies got big plans.
Huge plans!
Wow, look at the plans on that baby. Mickey Blanco's Gay Dog Food, the name of that CD. Well, my name is Nick Faldo. I'm here at the George Foothill Memorial Golf Course. Just enjoying myself. Hoping you're enjoying yourself this morning. 3:15 a.m. Sitting a few shots. We've played a few holes already. I took a break from broadcasting that. We're up to the fourth hole now. It's a short par 3 island green surrounded by water, as the name implies. The wind is picking up of the southwest, so that'll affect us over our left shoulder. It's about 185 yards. For me, it's about an 8 iron. So those are my playing partners, just hitting their shots. I'm about to hit mine. And here we go. Well struck. Well done. Yes, I've left that, about 6 feet from the hole. Thank you very much. Take that. Take that very much. I'm going to let this... Flo and Eddie Bark Haze Monolith Jupiter thing go a little longer. Hit a few more shots. And I'll keep you posted on how it turns out. 89.7. KFJC. Thank you. 89.7 FM, KFJC, in the sounds of Monolith, Jupiter, and Flo and Eddie. Flo and Eddie, one and the same in their track, Bark Haze. Not to be confused with the Bark Haze. That's all we've been hearing since we spoke last. I am Nick Faldo here at 89.7 KHAC, broadcasting this morning from the George Foothill Memorial Golf Course. Live out on the course. Night golf. Early morning golf. I'm taking you through my round and taking you through my thoughts. And my favorite music that I like to play in my headphones while I'm golfing. Helps me focus, helps me become a superior player. You too can become superior players if you just pay more attention to KFJC. The northern terminus of the California Aqueduct Bethany Reservoir State Recreation Area. It's a popular destination for fishing, boating, biking, windsurfing, hiking, and wildlife viewing. It's northeast of Livermore, 7 miles off of Interstate 580 at the Grant Line Road exit. See all the parks at parks.ca.gov. Find out about the Bethany Reservoir State Recreation Area. Faldo, getting ready to hit my next shot. It's going to be a bit of a side hill lie. It's important to know about your side hill lies that if the slope is leaning to your left, the ball is likely to follow the slope to the left after you've hit it. Conversely, if it's a downhill lie for you, the ball is likely to veer to the right or slice. It's important to control the club face. Control your stance when dealing with this side hill situation. Breakestra will tell us about their side hill situations next. And their 12-inch single, Cramp Your Style. 89.7 FM. Your source for style, KFJC.
Whatever the button, I know you get one. The
international herbalist. International herbalist. Oh yes, hey. So baby, could she come make me lick it in the bun? Hey, hey. Oh gosh, see I'm a herbalist. Anytime you see me, always have a sniff.
International herbalist. International herbalist.
107 FM. KFJC. Hey. Sound of Sugar Minot. From his international CD, heard International Herbalist. And now the Ram Dance dub. Thomas Jefferson Apartments. From their Bait and Switch CD. Heard their classic track, Negative Guest List. Breakestra began our set from the 12-inch record, Remember Who You Are. Heard their Cramp Your Style vocal and version. Good morning, I am Nick Faldo. We're broadcasting this morning from the George Foothill Memorial Golf Tournament. Quick tune-up before the Masters. Just wanted to cut in and let you know KFGC's got a surf music doubleheader happening. Coming in from the Netherlands, stories from Shame Hill and locals, the Gilbillies. Be joining us for a live mic and interview Sunday, February 5th, somewhere around noon until 3. Cousin Mary's your host for that. Nick Faldo, just wanting to help you in this break with your positive swing thoughts. I always want to visualize successful shots prior to actually doing the shot, making the shot. It's important to tell yourself what you're going to do as opposed to what you don't want to do. For example, you say, oh, I don't want to hit it over there, I don't want to hit it in the water, I don't want to hit it here. Sure enough, you're going to hit it right where you don't want to when you say things like that, because your mind does not understand the negative. It only understands the positive. So say, I want to hit the ball on this line. I want to hit it here. Want to make a perfect swing. Positive swing thoughts take you positively through your round. Got something from John Bender coming up. He'll tell us about women, and Arnold Palmer will give us a little bit of his perspective, although I find him a little bit old and a little crusty, as I am a vastly superior golfer. Nick Faldo, 89.7 KFJC.
I wish that you love me, that you love me, that you love me, that you love me, that you love me.
Picture 3 shows Arnold taking the club back for the chip. With the chip, the hands and the arms should do all of the work. The body stays absolutely motionless. Picture 4 shows Arnold at the finish of the chip. The ball should be struck crisply. The follow-through is held to a minimum. Turn to page 22. Arnold displays his putting technique. In picture 1, Arnold shows how the right hand should be placed on the club. The club is held in the right hand so that the thumb points directly down the top of the shaft. In picture 2, Arnold shows how the left hand should be placed on the shaft. Arnold shows how the left hand should be placed on the shaft. The left hand should be placed on the shaft. Arnold shows how the left hand should be placed on the shaft. The thumb rides inside the right hand. The first finger of the left hand rides over the little finger of the right hand. This is what is known as the reverse overlapping grip. In picture 3, Arnold is shown at the address with the putter. The ball is placed closer to the left foot than it is to the right. The right arm is held very close to the side. To help keep your body steady, the knees are locked together. This can be a personal aspect of putting. On page 23, in picture 4,
Arnold is shown the back of his putting stroke.
The head is kept absolutely steady throughout the stroke.
In picture five, Arnold is shown at the finish of his putting stroke.
The follow-through of the putting stroke is accomplished by throwing the club face directly at the hole.
Well, Arnie, now that we're around the practice green, I really have a lot of questions for you, not only about putting, but also about chipping. In chipping, what would you say is the easiest mistake to make?
Well, Chris, let's chip a few balls here and see what happens.
All right.
And, of course, in doing this, probably one thing that I'll be very cautious about, and that is keeping my head down until the ball is well on its way to the hole. I'll be very careful not to lift my head and... Of course, I will try to keep the club going through towards the hole after I have chipped the ball.
Cinderella story, this unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's gonna hit about a two iron. About 455 yards away, he's going to hit about a two-iron.
We got all of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd. Going wild. For this young Cinderella, he's come out of nowhere. He's got about 350 yards left. He's going to hit about a five-iron, I expect. Don't you think? He's got a beautiful backswing. Dad, oh, he got all of that one. He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's just on his feet here. Dad, the crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess. He lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left. He's got a... Looks like he's got about an 8.
This crowd is going to be silent. Cinderella story.
It looks like a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Hey, I'm fucked. I was hoping to squeeze in 9 before this break.
Sometimes will cause this. We're not interested in those right now particularly, but putt, jerking putts. A putter will jerk the putter back too quickly sometimes, and pull the putt or push it just slightly. These putts are very, very important, and of course, missing a short putt is just like missing a long drive. You know, they both count as shot. And of course, this short putt can save a lot of shots. So when we're putting them, we take our time, get the putt lined up, take a very deliberate stroke away from the ball, and then hit the ball firmly and hit it in the